heaven.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to do a little resto talk. Matter of fact, we're going to have a resto talk hour with Melvin Benziquin of Classic Restoration Enterprises, and we're going to be tackling the topic on how to find the rare car of your dreams. Also coming up on today's broadcast, in hour number two, we'll be joined by Jeff Bressler, our motorsports and news editor. He'll be joining us live with an update from the motorsports desk, all the happenings of the racing weekend. Also in hour number two, John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Performance will be joining us to tell us about some of the recent things that he has been up to. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by the gentleman from Mercedes-Benz, who is in charge of everything AMG, and we're going to be talking to him about the latest AMG product. It's the E63 AMG, the big hot rod sedan, which is making a lot of stories in the automotive press these days. We'll also talk to him about the new top-of-the-line Halo car, the supercar for Mercedes-Benz, the SLS, the return of the Gullwing, and it's the first product ever made by AMG from scratch. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls. Here's the regular number. Keep it handy, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And, of course, from time to time, we'll throw out some trivia questions and have a little bit of fun with that as well. But right now, let's welcome back to the program Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises. Melvin, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you? I'm doing fine.
Doing very good, too. At least it's not snowing. I know you were down in Florida there for a while. Are you back up in the New York area?
Yeah, I'm back here, but I got to tell you, it's not much colder than it was in Florida.
It's been a funky winter season, to say the least.
Yeah, it's, I think, the week before last, they announced that there was, like, I think 49 out of the 50 states had snow in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty weird.
That is pretty weird, definitely. But something that's not weird is the topic that we're going to be discussing in this hour of the broadcast, and that is how to find the rare car of your dreams. I mean, just about every car guy or car girl, or even, you know, average person who isn't necessarily a car person, has that certain car or cars somewhere in the back of their mind that they either always wanted to own or maybe owned at one time and would like to have it again. I'm sure this is a story that you hear all the time.
Yeah, there's always, I mean, the collector car hobby is driven by a lot of different, you know, wants and desires. And one of them is obviously to own something that, you know, you're not going to see coming and going at every car show. And you know, the rarer it is, obviously, the more expensive it is and the harder it is to restore. But, you know, it's also, you know, a certain echelon of bragging rights, too.
No question about it. I mean, when you look at, you know, the most valuable vehicles being sold at auctions or being displayed at prominent Concours events, they tend to be ones produced in very limited numbers. So you've got certain vehicles out there, Melvin, that truly are only built in literally, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen, even, you know, some muscle cars. I know that, you know, some of the aluminum engine Camaros there, I mean, there are only, I believe, three or four of those produced. So this is not an uncommon endeavor to track down an extremely rare vehicle.
That's true. I mean, one thing I always tell people is, and you know, not to get caught up totally in the numbers game, because you know, a low production doesn't always mean it's valuable. It just means that nobody wanted it or ordered it, you know, because it wasn't, you know, a desirable, you know, option or desirable model. Like you're mentioning the ZL1 Camaro, you know, a lot of the stuff that makes it rare and popular is the fact that these engine options or these package options on these cars were extremely expensive. You know, I think, I don't remember exactly what the ZL1 option was, but I think it was pretty close to the base price of the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, not a lot of people can go in and, you know, figure they're going to spend $3,000, $4,000 for a Camaro and walk out the door spending $9,000 or $10,000, you know, or $7,000 or whatever it is, you know, just, you know, between one engine option, you know, that, and that later on is what makes it so valuable. But, you know, there was a hefty upfront cost, too. I think, you know, the Hemi convertibles of, you know, the 70s also are another good example of, you know, an extremely expensive engine option, you know, and, you know, just very low amount of them built because of that. Now, Corvettes, too, with the ZR1s and the ZR2s of the early 70s are another example.
So true. I know that one thing that you always say to folks when they ask you advice on how to find the rare car of your dreams, you often say to, number one, figure out exactly what you want. Expand a little bit on that.
Well, I mean, you know, I always tell people to buy what they like. Don't always go chasing something you don't like just for the sake of, you know, having that one of whatever it is. My test always is, you know, if you can walk outside into your garage and say, wow, I'm glad I have it, to me that's, you know, worth the price of admission right there. So, you know, buy what you like. When you're looking for a rare vehicle, obviously, you know, make sure that, you know, you like what it has, like what the colors are, like what the options are, and, you know, make sure it's, you know, a complete vehicle. You know, like you mentioned, the ZL1 Camaro. Well, there's only three or four of them out there, and they don't pass hands that often. So in a case like that, if that's what you set your heart on, you're going to have to wait. You know, I noticed on eBay the last couple months, there's been the Baldwin Motion Manta Ray that has been the guy who owns it. And they only built one. You know, has been trying to sell it. He thinks it's worth a lot more than what it is. He's been asking $500,000 for it. But, you know, for a guy that, you know, I actually took it, and the only reason I know it is that I actually received a phone call about that car. Guy wanted to know what I thought it was worth, and my standard answer is it's worth whatever the guy in front of you is willing to pay.
You know?
You know, when you get into that kind of, you know, arena of rarity, you know, you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to pay? And, you know, you can't, you know, you always hear these stratospheric numbers and such. You know, unless money is no object, you know, you want to make sure you also pay something that you can, you know, certainly recoup, whether it's a down or up stage in the market. So, you know, you've got to figure out, you know, exactly what you want, what colors you want, if there's more than four available. You know, that kind of thing, because it all boils down to buying what you like. If the rarity is there, buy what you like. That's the most important thing. And be patient. You know, don't hop at the first one that comes available, because you may be disappointed or you may not, you know, look at it as closely as you should have. And, you know, obviously, you know, as an added thing is to verify its authenticity and its correctness.
Absolutely. I mean, those are all really important things to be thinking about. Number one, exactly narrowing down what you want, and then, you know, not expecting the first one that you find to be necessarily the right one to buy. Lots of people, you know, get so wrapped up in the search, I would imagine, that they jump at the first one that they find. But we'll expand on that and talk about some of the places that you can look for rare cars, and we'll have more fun here. It's Resto Talk with Melvin Benziquin on Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Don't be a stranger if you've got a question for Melvin Benziquin from Classic Restoration Enterprises. We're talking all about how to find the rare car of your dreams. Maybe you'd like to tell us what your particular rare car of your dreams is. We'd love to hear that story. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Melvin, do you have a rare car of your dreams, if you could own any?
I would have to probably, at this point, there's a couple. I like the De Tomaso Panteras.
Mm-hmm.
I've never owned one, but probably one of the Corvette ZR1s from 71, 72 era would be, and I think they only made like two of them. That's one thing that's always intrigued me.
Both excellent choices. So you said, number one, the best thing to do is figure out what you want, and then the next best thing to do, the next important step, is to set a reasonable time frame. So don't jump at the first one, huh?
Well, you know, let me clarify that. I mean, you know, it's always good that if you find one and it's extremely rare to take a good hard look at it, but you want to make sure it's what you want. If they made more than one, you know, if they made, if it's a 69 Camaro, let's say, or a 67 Corvette or whatever it is, that they made, you know, half a dozen or a dozen of that particular, whatever it is that makes it rare, the engine trans combination, whatever, obviously, you know, you have a little bit of leeway. But if it's like I said about the ZR1 or ZR2 Corvette, where they made two of them, if one comes available, there's really not a whole lot of choice. But, you know, in the case that where they made, you know, a few of them, and rare doesn't mean it has to be single digits. It can be, you know, double digits, triple digits, depending on, you know, what the overall model production was. But, you know, depending on what you're looking at, you know, you want to make sure it's exactly what you want or at least as close as you want and something you're going to like. Obviously, if it was a, you know, a Camaro with a ZL1 and it had this god-awful color combination that you can't stomach, well, you're not going to stomach it after laying out a whole bunch of money for it and watching it sit in your garage either. So you need to be, you know, totally cognizant about it and try to remove some of the emotional attachment that usually comes with these purchases that end up, you know, making you, you know, having regrets later. So, you know, most people that buy these cars are doing it out of an emotional attachment for whatever reason, not just purely, you know, from an investment standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. That's a very good point. And today we are so lucky to have so many online resources. I mean, years ago, I remember, you know, pretty much Hemmings was the Bible and that was it. But now with the Internet, there are so many places that folks can go and take a look.
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember, you know, not even, you know, 10 years ago, you know, even anything outside of Hemmings was pretty much, you know, going to a library to try to, you know, find the local papers that, you know, that particular library would have from other jurisdictions and or municipalities that to try to find classifieds. It was just really, really hard to find a vehicle, anything that was, you know, further away than, you know, within probably, you know, the 50 miles, unless, you know, you picked up, you know, an auto trader. Sometimes that helped, you know, cover the state or whatever. Online, you know, a lot of people are scared of it, but, you know, you got to get up and go look at the car. You know, when you consider there's eBay a lot, I hear complaints about eBay left and right. But you know what? In its simplicity, eBay is probably the best example of having worldwide access as a buyer and a seller to any particular vehicle. I think where a lot of complaints come down to eBay is majority of people won't send somebody to look at a car or they won't get on a plane and go look at the car, and then they're disappointed. You know, and that's really not eBay's fault. eBay is doing nothing more than providing a service. And it works the same whether it's Hemmings or Auto Trader or, you know, Deals on Wheels or, you know, any of the other online. There's, you know, a ton of resources online that sell cars in various conditions and such. So, you know, you can't just take somebody's bad experience on eBay and saying, you know, eBay's no good, or somebody bought something through Hemmings and, you know, didn't go look at it. They're just doing nothing more than providing an avenue for you to find the vehicle that you're looking at. And it's a really great avenue because you'd be surprised at how many cars are strewn not all over the United States, but across the world. I am constantly amazed at how many cars are like in Australia and Spain and, you know, England. I'm talking about American cars that you wouldn't even, you know, dream of. We had a Cutlass 442 in our shop probably about 5 years ago that was an export car. It went to Germany, and straight from being built and went to Germany. Had all this extra German, you know, tags and plaques on it that, you know, were put on it. You know, and it was fascinating that the car came from Germany and had been in Germany all its life. So you can't rule all those out. I mean, and you'd be surprised, you know, even with the shipping. We shipped a Corvette to Holland a few months ago. It was $800 on a roll-on, roll-off ship. You can't get a car from Arizona for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really good to have this whole world at your fingertips. Like I said, you got to get up and go look at it.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm always shocked to hear. I recently was chatting here on air with a representative from the Hagerty Insurance Company, and he was reporting from Retromobile in Paris just a couple of weeks back, and he said there was a huge contingent of Mustang owners, and, you know, you don't think about Mustangs being in the country of France.
True. That's absolutely true. Speaking of France, I had a visitor 2 years ago who just happened to drop into my shop, and he's a big Firebird collector. He had like 35 Firebirds, and you know, that's just him in France. And, you know, he gave me his website and such, and I was looking at them, and, you know, you just don't know where these cars ended up. And, you know, there's a lot of rare cars that went overseas. If you really start digging through the archives of what, you know, these manufacturers built, they'll sell to anybody anywhere.
Our telephone number, I'll just remind folks, is 259-800-259-9231. And so you're right. I mean, the manufacturers, if somebody in Europe wanted one of these cars, they were more than willing to sell it.
Absolutely. You know, another good place to look for the vehicles, you know, because the online isn't always going to, you know, dig up the vehicle. Another good online resource is, like I said earlier, about the classified ads and local newspapers. They are accessible. Takes a little more work, but they are accessible online. Another good place is car clubs. You know, you can usually any cruise night at any, you know, grocery store or whatever, there's a, you know, you pick up a local, you know, like in New York here, they have special interest vehicles. And I think up in the Northeast, they have Auto Hunter. They usually will list, you know, certain car clubs and stuff. And you could find, you know, people who deal in the cars that you are looking for.
So specific experts in that car. More with Melvin straight ahead. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situations,
equation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it very much. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Business Station in Boston, AM 1060, WBIX, or WPYT in Pittsburgh. Everybody listening down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, home of the Corvette, WKCT, KXEL in Iowa, and everywhere else in between. We'd love to hear from you if you are pondering the purchase of that very special car. You're looking for the rare car of your dreams. That's what we're doing here today with Melvin Benziquin of Classic Restoration Enterprises. He is lending his expertise on how to find exactly that, the rare car of your dreams. And as you mentioned, certainly the car club angle is often overlooked, Melvin. I find a lot of folks don't think about that, but you're right, because not only the car club folks are going to know other owners, but they're also going to be able to tell you perhaps what models to stay away from as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whenever you have a specific car club, obviously they only focus on that particular make and model, and they are a wealth of information, you know, about the vehicles and, you know, what their values are, where they are, who has them, who might be selling them, or who is selling them, and, you know, that it doesn't get any better with that. Not only that, with so much of the fraud that's going on out there, they also, you know, it's amazing how many even know which cars to stay away from, you know, which ones are questionable. And, you know, certainly if you're looking for, you know, an extremely rare vehicle, you certainly don't want to have a car out there that, you know, the not to use the word underworld, but for lack of a better word, the underworld, so speak, of that particular, you know, club knows that there's a questionable history or pedigree to that car. You don't want to find out after you've already paid top dollar for that. You know, and they are probably the single best resource for it. They love to talk about their car, so there's certainly no problem about that. But the other thing that's really good about them is, you know, let's just use an example. I'm sitting here in New York, and I want to look at whatever car it is, and it's in California. Well, you know, it's not too hard to get a hold of somebody, you know, using a forum or going through the clubs themselves, finding who would be the best person in that club to look at that vehicle for you and be able to, you know, make you feel better about it rather than, you know, if getting on the plane and not, you know, potentially knowing what you're looking at, but you have a, you know, somebody who's very much into the car and probably would be most intimate with the details of that car looking at it, you know, they'd probably do it for, you know, a very small fee.
So again, a lot of the online resources that are relatively new that we didn't have in the past can be quite helpful in this area, and chat rooms as well, Melvin?
Chat rooms, forums, you know, you know, it is amazing. You know, you can virtually put in, you know, in a search, you know, any make and model, and, you know, they'll always come up. I mean, even the newest cars, you know, I bought a new Camaro just a couple months ago, and, you know, I found out there was Camaro5.org. You know, it was just like, wow, already? You know, so, you know, it's for the new cars, also, you know, for the old cars.
That's a really good point. So what did you get, a Camaro SS?
Yeah, I got an SSRS, that, you know, the Daytona yellow one.
Oh, fantastic. How do you like it?
I absolutely love it. I haven't been able to drive it lately because of the weather around here, but I did manage to put almost 10,000 miles on it in 2 months.
You definitely like it a lot then. Boy, and certainly there are rumors that there's no doubt there's going to be a convertible variant, but rumors and pretty much confirmed that there'll be a Z28 as well, so I'm glad to see the Camaro back.
Yeah, I just saw spy photo of the Z28 in testing that, you know, wasn't confirmed as a mule, but they said it certainly sounded like an LSA engine.
Our telephone number or email here, telephone is 800-259-9231, or email me at bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's talk about visiting junkyards or salvage yards. I know that there are certain places in this country that, you know, just have huge supplies of certain makes of vehicles. I know that you mentioned a Mustang parts place in Oklahoma, and folks would be shocked to find out about that.
Yeah, there's a place in Oklahoma called Classic Mustang Parts of Oklahoma, and you know, they have over 700 Mustangs between 64 and a half and 73. You know, just there for, you know, either picking parts off of or, you know, purchasing as whole vehicles. I mean, you know, if you can't find the Mustang you want, you know, as a complete rolling car, then, you know, that's probably the next best place to go to as far as starting with a project. And, you know, being in Oklahoma, there's a lot less possibility of, you know, having the problems we see here in the Midwest and the Northeast, you know, with rust.
So true.
There's another good website called classiccarsrotting.com.
I never heard of that one.
Speaking of rust, you know, and
wow.
The cars are pretty holy. And but, you know, again, you know, if you're looking for something that's really rare, you know, the example I give is, you know, you talk about like the Camaro with the ZL1, or, you know, the Trans Ams with the Ram Air 4s of 69 and 70. You know, nice thing about some of these vehicles that are more rare because of their, you know, exotic engine options are not any more expensive to restore than, you know, their normal brethren. And so therefore they're probably one of the few that are actually a better vehicle to restore and get, you know, a larger percentage return on your money because of that fact. You know, it can cost you, it's just using a 70 Trans Am, you know, a normal 70 Trans Am that's in fairly solid shape, you could spend 30 grand on. Well, if you pick up a Ram Air 4 Trans Am, yes, your price of entrance is a little bit more, but your restoration costs really aren't anymore. So that's like an added bonus.
That's a really good point, and I definitely got to check out that website. That is definitely a great URL there. I love that. ClassicCarsRotting.com. Perfect. So once you've found that vehicle, of course, you've got to go through the verification process. What are some of the things that folks should look at when doing that?
Well, as we've discussed before, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of fraud out there. There's a lot of, you know, vehicles that are, you know, what I call mop and gloat or, you know, puppy mill cars. And unfortunately, you know, when you're looking for something that's really rare, you know, the potential of finding something that is, you know, been, you know, thrown together or made to look like that rare vehicle, you know, increases because of the, you know, the payday for the seller. So it's really important that you, you know, look at the authenticity of the vehicle, you know, carefully. It's good. It's a good idea, and this is where, you know, the forums and the car clubs also come into play, is knowing where, like, the confidential VIN numbers are. The confidential VINs, you know, were being stamped in those vehicles, you know, from the early 60s on up, you know, sometimes on the body, sometimes on the frame, if it's a body-on-frame construction, you know, ID tags. I mean, if you open up a Hemmings, you know, you'd be surprised how many companies out there offer reproduction trim tags. You can't always rely on that. The good thing is there are is some other ways of checking, like through Pontiac. There's Pontiac Historical Services. There's Cadillac Historical Services. There's, for the Ford fans, there's Marty Report. There's Galen Govier for the Chryslers. All these entities or people, you know, have original manufactured dealer paperwork showing that these cars were, you know, what you were looking at. You know, for instance, if you were looking at a Boss 429 Mustang, you know, it's kind of hard to be able to verify that that car really was a Boss 429 without the original paperwork. You know, I actually saw an email that Protein Corvettes has out on their site right now of a guy who contacted them wanting to provide them with aged and faked paperwork.
You're kidding. Wow. More with Melvin straight ahead.
Seems I always end up driving by. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now!
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine, and Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World as we do a little resto talk with Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises in New York. And Melvin, why don't we make sure and give out all of the contact information for your company, website-wise and otherwise?
Sure. It's Classic Restoration Enterprises. The website is classicresto.com. And my phone number is 845-258-2050.
Excellent. And you were saying before the break there, I can't believe that the Protein Corvette actually got an email from somebody wanting to offer them falsified documentation. So you have to be really, really careful out there. Wow.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs because, you know, anytime somebody smells like they can make an easy buck, they certainly will. And then not only that, there's other people that will certainly go out there and even try to back up the fraud by, you know, providing their, for lack of a better word, expertise in it.
Absolutely. And another point that you've told me is make sure to purchase the vehicle that is most complete as possible. I mean, I know a gentleman who bought an old Bugatti and had no idea about the part situation, you know, and God only knows if you'll ever finish the vehicle because, I mean, they're impossible to get some of these rare old parts, and quite often they have to be remanufactured.
Yeah, and that kind of thing can really drive the cost completely out of whack as far as, you know, the overall expenditure you'll put into the vehicle. You know, spending a little more for a vehicle that's complete will far outweigh what it will cost to try and either find that part or have it made. It's just, you know, a better decision to not buy a car that's, you know, pretty much just a shell unless there's just no other case. You know, there's nothing else available, then you don't really have much of a choice. And if you're willing to, you know, take the plunge, you can.
Exactly.
But you know, completeness is always good.
Yeah, no, it certainly makes sense. And in the long run, it's going to save you money.
Absolutely, it will. But again, you know, there's always situations where, you know, you're dealing with, you know, a very low number or whatever, you know, it is that you're after. Sometimes you don't have any choice. And I'm sure, you know, with your friend with the Bugatti, you know, there are probably not a lot of choices out there.
That is true. You've got, I mean, if you're playing in that kind of league, I mean, I've often said to other friends of mine, too, that have wanted to purchase Ferraris. I mean, nowadays, you know, I myself would someday would love to own a Ferrari, highly unlikely, but you do see, you know, from time to time, some of the models from the 70s, the 308s, and the 80s, the 328s are relatively affordable, and the not so popular four seater, the Mondial, and even the Testarossas. But the thing that people don't realize is, again, just the maintenance on those vehicles compared to, you know, an American car like a Corvette or something like that. The maintenance alone is sometimes just ridiculous, $5,000-$6,000.
Absolutely. I mean, you speak of, like, I remember the last 308 we did. I mean, the weather strip kit was over $4,000, and that's just something that, you know, will deteriorate over time. I don't care how well you take care of the car. You know, whereas a weather strip car for most any American car, you know, a couple hundred dollars.
Wow. So, well, why is that, Melvin? Is it just because the parts are so limited, or is it just price gouging?
Well, I think it's probably, you know, supply and demand. And, you know, I can't believe that hatch weather strip for a Ferrari 308, you know, that costs, you know, whatever it costs, $1,000, costs any more to make than the hatch weather strip for, you know, a Toyota Celica or a Ford Mustang II. You know, I just don't see how the rubber was any better or any different. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, that point of exclusivity. And, you know, speaking of parts, you know, one thing I'd like to mention, since you're going to have the Mercedes guy on later, is a lot of people don't know that Mercedes actually is very proud of the fact that they still supply, you know, parts for almost every year of vehicle they've ever made, and is, you know, available. They're pricey, but they're available. And, you know, we do a lot of Mercedes restorations, and it makes our life so much easier to be able to just call up the local dealer and tell them what we need, and they fax us over the exploded parts diagram, and in a couple days the parts show up like it's a new car.
Oh, isn't that something? Wow. I didn't realize that. And of course, I haven't had the chance to visit it either, but I understand Mercedes has a wonderful facility, museum, and restoration facility out in Irvine, California.
I think that's where their parts facility is also, where they, you know, the clearinghouse is, either for storage or, you know, where they bring them in through Germany, because that's, you know, what my local dealer that I ordered the stuff from has told me, is that, you know, everything's cleared through California.
Wow. Got an email question here. It's Edward. Edward is writing us from Southern California. He says his dream vehicle, interesting choices, either a Porsche 911 Turbo, doesn't say what vintage of that, or Mercedes-Benz 6.9, which was that big honking sedan from the late 70s. He wants to know which one Melvin would recommend.
Wow. Well, those are two completely different ends of the spectrum there. I mean, if you like the Porsche 911 Turbo, and, you know, it's a small car, you know, obviously there's a bigger market for that. It's certainly, you know, an easier car to buy. It's an easier car to restore, you know, because the world of parts availability for that car. But, you know, the 6.9 is certainly exclusive big sedan, you know, territory. I'd say, you know, go back to my original test. Which one do you want to walk out on your garage and see?
That's a really good question for him to ask himself. Another question. This is Peter in New Hampshire listening on AM 1060 WBIX. He wants to know, Melvin, have you ever restored a DeLorean?
Yes, we've actually have. DeLoreans are unique to work on. They have a Volvo motor. Not the greatest ease of accessibility to, you know, especially for the exhaust manifolds. But yes, there's a company out of Texas that actually, I believe, bought every piece and part available for that vehicle when DeLorean went out of business, and they're who we go to for parts. But yes, we have done them. They're not terribly expensive cars to do if they're you know, complete, but they are finicky, especially their air conditioning systems.
Yeah, I've heard about electrical problems with some of the early ones in particular. Was there some grounding issue with the car?
Yeah, there is grounding issues. There's also, you know, an issue with the air conditioning, as I mentioned. There's issues with leaks. You know, typical you know, quality issues that you would find in a low, low production vehicle that, you know, has been assembled from different manufacturers' parts. You know, you think about how, you know, even your basic automobile manufacturer spends, you know, tons of money in R&D to make sure everything works together. But they don't make that Volvo engine to work with, you know, another transmission and another set of axles and sitting in another body. And, you know, and then, you know, it just makes, you know, these issues come more to light when you're basically putting all these parts together and trying to make them, you know, function as an OEM vehicle would. But it, it gets really hard to do that. But that's, you know, that that's, I guess, part of the panache of having those cars, too.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like the English cars, you know, with the Lucas Electrics and such.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. We got another question here. This one comes from Jerry. Jerry's in Kentucky, WKCT. He would like to know about the Di Tommaso Pantera that he said that's also his one of his dream cars. He wants to know, are they expensive since they have a Ford engine? Are they less likely to be... I guess what he wants to know, are they less expensive to repair? Good question. I would imagine so, Melvin. Have you, you said that's one of the cars that, that you're very much fond of. I've always been fond of those as well. I've known a few people that have owned them, but it does have a Ford power plant.
Yes. You know, the Ford power plant in and of itself is, you know, relatively easy and inexpensive to build and, you know, maintain and such. The rest of the car, depending what you need, can be a little pricey because, you know, they're not making them anymore. And, you know, they do have some unique parts. And they did go through quite a bit of changes throughout, you know, through the years that they did have them.
Absolutely. Melvin, thank you so much for your time. We'll do this again real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.